Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, actor Cillian Murphy and artist Yvonne McGuinness have confirmed the purchase of the iconic Phoenix Cinema in Thangany Cish in County Kerry. Speculation had been mounting locally in recent weeks that the couple had expressed an interest in the cinema. And Murphy is a familiar face, of course, in West Kerry, Gaeltacht, where the acclaimed actor has a house and spends much of his time. Well, joining us for more on this good news is Aoife Granville, who lives locally and had been part of the campaign to save the Phoenix Cinema. And Aoife, you're very welcome. What's been the reaction to the news?
Thanks for having me, Sarah. I'm just on my way home now. I'm just pulled in an inch. So I know I haven't been back to Dingle yet, but I think there's great excitement about it, really. There have been a lot of rumours circulating in the last few weeks in particular. Not all about Cillian Murphy and Yvonne McGuinness, I might add. There were other rumours about who may have bought the Phoenix. But it's great news for the community, in particular the local community, and especially for the community of artists living in West Kerry, I guess, you know, so it's a great day.
Yeah, I know Cillian Murphy has released a statement a little earlier referring to his fondness for the Phoenix Cinema. Mm-hmm. What's his history with the cinema, do we know?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming some of this history. I don't know Cillian or his wife Yvonne personally. I know Cillian's parents, I guess, and I know they have a great fondness for the cinema. But for anyone that's familiar with Dingle, or either growing up in the area or I suppose a regular visitor, and many of us would be just used to going there, I suppose. And I know the Murphys have been in attendance at the Phoenix since they started coming to West Kerry, which is quite a number of years ago. So he's always been around the place, I guess. And I suppose when I was part of the campaign, like, we had a campaign in terms of trying to save the cinema, I guess. We always felt there was a lot of support from the Murphy family for that campaign.
Yeah, he said in that statement that his dad saw movies there when he was a young man before him, and we've watched films, he said, many films at the Phoenix with our own kids, and we recognise what the cinema means to Dingle. What does the cinema mean to Dingle, Aoife?
Well, the Phoenix itself, like, it's been a picture house since for over 100 years, and it was also a dance hall, so it was, I mean, for many couples in the area, even they met there, you know. So it had, you had Dan and the show bands playing there. I think Rory Gallagher played there at one stage. So it has always been a hub with the community. And, you know, Dingle is a really booming town. And, but I suppose there's not an awful lot of facilities, especially in more recent years, for young people outside of pubs and restaurants, which are wonderful. But we've less and less, I suppose, community facilities, and the Phoenix, I suppose, for me and getting involved in the campaign initially, that was one of the reasons why it was really important that we try and save it as a space, a cultural space for locals and tourists alike, I guess. But it really has a special place in all of our hearts. I mean, we grew up going to the video shop there and graduating from going to Sunday matinees to the double bill on a Friday night, and then the Tuesday night film club was very important social fabric of the town, you know.
Okay, well, great news for the area. And thank you for joining us, Aoife, to talk us through the importance, clearly very important facility, as you've outlined, Phoenix Cinema, saved by Cillian Murphy and artist Yvonne McGuinness in County Kerry.